Wisconsin coming up this week. They're known as a, you know, downhill, down your throat type of running team. What do you guys need to do?
Yeah, they're a traditional powerhouse in the Big Ten, and you know, we're gonna have to come out there and play a physical game and you know, match the physicality each and every snap, and hopefully then we can get the win.
What's it like going from Michigan's offense last week, which was, you know, try to get to the edges, use speed, and then the transition to this week's game plan?
Yeah, each game this year has really been a lot of spread offense stuff, and, you know, it's quite the changeup this week. And, you know, but, you know, all camp we practice against a similar offense to Michigan's with our, to Wisconsin's with our offense. So, you know, we'll be ready for it, and, you know, we'll have a good week of practice.
Do you feel that makes you guys better suited for a team like Wisconsin, that they're a more traditional style that you guys might match up better than?
Yeah, we're a pretty similar team. I mean, you know, Bielema's here. I'm sure his, you know, he conducts things up there similar to how we do things here, and, you know, practice physical, play physical, and that's what the game's going to be. It's going to be a physical game.
What do you see on film with their – what is their O-line doing to free up the likes of Clay and White?
Well, first of all, they're a huge offensive line. Yeah. You know, I think they average, I don't know, something I heard on TV today, maybe like 320 across the board. And, you know, they're physical. They're big and physical, and, you know, that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to be physical out there.
You're going to have to get off those blocks when they come at you, aren't you? That's going to be one of the keys.
Yeah, obviously, you know, the whole defensive line and linebacker, secondary even, you know, everybody's got to get off blocks, and we'll have to be able to wrap up and bring down that big back.
How important of a game is this for you guys? You came off a big win against Michigan. Now you got a top 10 team back home at Kinnick Stadium, and you're still on top of the
Big Ten. You know, it's exciting. This is a pretty fun stretch for us. You know, play a couple big, you know, top rated teams, and we're excited for the opportunity to have them come here and play us in Kinnick.
Do you guys feel these next 2 weeks are going to be key for deciding the Big Ten title race?
Yeah, I think it. You know, each game counts the same. You know, you got to win one to go into the next and have a chance each week. But, you know, this is a big stretch for us.
We won't play Wisconsin for 2 years after this, which means whoever wins gets the Heartland Trophy for, I think, 3 seasons. Does that add any extra emphasis to this weekend?
You know, I didn't even know that, but, yeah, it does. Yeah, it's, you know, kind of stinks that you take away a trophy game like that. But, you know, it has been a rivalry, and that's kind of a bad deal. That's not going to continue to be a rivalry each year, but, you know, we're excited just for this year.
You want to make sure that stays in the atrium.
Yeah, we'd like to keep that upstairs.
How much do you enjoy this rivalry than what Wisconsin is, opposed to, like, the ones you have with, like, Iowa State and Minnesota?
Well, I mean, all rivalry games are the same, you know. You play for the trophy, but it's more than just that. It's bragging rights. It's a border state. And, you know, all these border state rivalries, they're big, you know.
Defensively, you guys are going to be tested this weekend. Is that kind of the feeling?
Yeah. You know, offense, I saw something on TV today. Wisconsin's red zone offense is apparently 23 touchdowns in a row or something. And, you know, that's pretty impressive. And we're going to have to, you know, be ready to match their offense.
What's it like playing against a team coming off such a monumental win for their program? Do you look at that at all?
No. I mean, we know both teams. Ohio State's a great team, too. And, you know, team we played last week was a good team, and, you know, Wisconsin will be a great team. So each week it's a tough team, and, you know, it doesn't really matter what happened before or what's going to happen after. It's just what happens this week.